Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, it's our favorite time of the week. How are you?
It is indeed. I am well. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And last week you left us with a challenge. I think it's finally setting.
Haha. I said start with the word handlebars. Rearrange the letters to spell a six-letter word for what concrete does and a four-letter word for what you get after it does it. What are the words?
Well, you can spell harden and slab.
Yes, that's exactly correct. Okay, Ian, on May 22nd, 1980, the Japanese video game company Namco released their most famous game, Pac-Man. Licensed for distribution in the U.S. later that year, the classic game features Pac-Man traversing a maze eating dots while trying to avoid being eaten by four hungry ghosts. The original Japanese names of the ghosts translate to Chaser, Ambusher, Fickle, and Stupid, which reflect their behaviors in the game. In honor of our little circular yellow friend, this week I've brought questions about mazes.
Okay.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the 60-acre, or 24.28 hectares for you metric system folks, maze, created by Cool Patch Pumpkins in Dixon, California, is the largest temporary maze made out of what?
Corn.
Yeah, it's the largest corn maze. And apparently last year, some people who got lost in the maze called 911 for help in getting out. And the 911 people were very polite, but not too amused at that.
Couldn't they just keep walking with one hand on the right side?
That's what you should do, they say, is just keep your hand on the wall and eventually you'll get back out. But apparently, I guess it was getting close to closing time and they were panicking. And in Greek mythology, what creature had the head of a bull and the body of a man, lived at the center of a labyrinth built by Daedalus and his son Icarus on orders of the king of Crete, and was killed by Theseus?
Is that the Minotaur?
It is the Minotaur, yes. And for those of you listening at home, please do not write in. Yes, I know there's a difference between a maze, which you have a choice of your paths, and a labyrinth, in which there was only one path to the center. So deal with it. An episode titled The Maze, in which Detective Rico Tubbs, played by Philip Michael Thomas, is taken hostage in an abandoned hotel and is later rescued with the help of his partner Sonny Crockett, played by Don Johnson, aired in February of 1985 as part of the first season of what drama series?
Miami Vice.
That is correct.
Look at that, 80s TV.
I was just going to praise you for that. That was the fastest television answer I think you've given in this entire show. The man of character, sensitive to the meaning of what he is doing, will know how to discover the ethical paths in the maze of possible behavior, is a quote from a 1962 speech given by what Supreme Court Chief Justice, 8 years after he presided over the landmark case Brown versus Board of Education, and 1 year before the decision in Gideon versus Wainwright.
Earl Warren?
Earl Warren is correct. Say it loud, say it proud, you got it right. And finally, what classic 1980 horror film contains a harrowing chase scene through a hedge maze that ends with Jack Nicholson's character freezing to death after getting lost in said maze?
The Shining.
And a bonus fact, the hotel that inspired that novel didn't actually have a hedge maze, so there isn't one in the novel, so they sponsored a design contest, and it will be installed later this month. Have you ever gone through a corn maze? Are you listening to us right now from somewhere inside one? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can get lost in some extra credit at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can also find this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the word labyrinths. That's labyrinths. Change one letter to a Y, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell 2 5-letter synonyms. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, we'll get to work on that challenge and talk to you at the same time next week.
We will see you then.